when we see it all back, you can see that Granado's got a little bit, with his little bit of gardening on the penalty spot earlier. When Palace scored, Jason Thompson went over and had a little word with him to say. And now you've just got Caballé there just trying to get him upset as well. He's obviously got a short fuse for a kid like me on, and if he's not careful, it'll be off as well. Watford need is to have a situation where they lose a player when they're 1-0 down.
They've got 15 minutes left. They're trailing Crystal Palace at home by the goal to nil. Alan Pardew after the defeat against Manchester City and Tottenham was absolutely desperate, insistent they have to get back the winning way. Palace two-man wall being marched back here. This is a free kick wide on the left-hand side. It's Steven Borghouse will pay for Watford. That's not great. He's driven it low straight into the wall. Then another low cross into the near post. It's cleared by Ledley. James McArthur getting ready to come on to Crystal Palace as they look possibly to try and protect this 1-0 lead. Here comes the change. I was going to say, I wonder if it's Ledley, but Ledley's still got the leg. It's the number 7 gone off. So Johan Cabaye is coming on.
Yeah, I can see that. A little bit more defensive thinking. Still looks to defend a little bit deeper. He's a bigger player. He's got some pieces that are obviously going to come in later on as well. Makes sense.
And he's on the yellow as well now.
Yeah, he's done his bit, hasn't he? Makes sense to me, that one.
Scored the penalty. His second goal for Crystal Palace, getting the cheers from the Watford fans, but at the moment, he is the one who will laugh last, though Watford still have time to do something about it. And it's 6-0 Palace 1.
Yeah, just on that substitution, with Apple coming on, I've seen quite a lot of Akio over the years. Terrific player anyway, in the back four. He was very well at Reading last year.
Climbing for good strength from Ashley there to shove punch off the ball, then try to play Gerardo in down the left, and Gerardo is going back the other way, gone behind for a goal kick.
Yeah, he's a good player. The plan for Watford is to stop with Anya going over to the and foul, follow the Saha, a little bit more throw, hopefully get some more forward passes and get into some dangerous areas.
Key intervention from Wilfred Zaha, taken off at half-time last week in the defeat against Tottenham. On as a second-half sub here, won the penalty, touched away by Johan Cabaye. And that's why Palace lead by the goal to nil. This is Zaha against Anya this time. Three-step overs from Zaha, then a turn. Each bird now floats across and towards Balassi. Nodded down and just by Dwight Gale at the far post.
Yeah, great there playing. Lovely little short diagonal ball as well. Played into Balassi there, good knockback.
Aki is working really hard to try and pick up a pass from Gerardo on the left. He'll be out of position now if Palace can break him. And Lovren plays back to Hangeland. Hangeland comes back from his goalkeeper, Hennessy. He gives it a big, huge toe. Right down the middle of the pitch. Punching cut. Back to Gale. Gale tries to run past Prudel. Bumps into Prudel. And Crystal Palace get the free kick right on the edge of the D.
Yeah, okay, yellow. I think there's a card coming out as well. He's played for it in fairness, he's overrun it and jumped into him, I think, at the same time.
Yeah. There we go, Prudel gets good.
Well, from saying that he's not giving out any yellow cards, he's better thrown back in his pocket.
Gerardo, Prudel and Abdi for Watford, Dubai, for Palace. I think probably all of them have been right, though.
Yeah, I did. I think so.
Punction and Gale over the free kick. Goes in. Could well be a winner with 12 minutes to play, because Watford don't let in many at home. They don't score many either. Just one goal at home this season against Swansea.
5-5, I think, so far the record.
The wall is back.
This is an up and downer.
The spray is sprayed. The whistle is blown. Thompson has left it, turns it, and Gomez catches it.
Yeah, easy one there for Gomez. Saw it coming.
Just over 10 minutes remaining for Watford to try and get something out of this game. Watford 0, Palace 1. Gomez to the edge of his area, all in blue, with a right-footed clearance. Deeney is above McArthur and puts it on. Ball to the halfway line. Prudel nods it forward. Ledley plays it to Zaha. Zaha flicks it over the top towards Gale. Prudel throws it around for Ratcliffe. Stops it down by Ratcliffe. Ratcliffe stands urging him forward. Little 1-2 with Gerardo. Aki's made the run down the left. Oh dear, Punson. Crazy challenge on Ben Watson. Very late. Ball had gone, yellow card.
Yeah, I think that's that one. Real need, no real need for that at all.
And it's ended like a meal and it just got straight up. Another change on its way for Watford. Victor Igbarbo, a little bit of summer signing, getting ready to come on. First of all, the Harado free kick into the edge of the area. Turned out to a good ball to Berghaus on the right-hand side. Has it on his left foot, crosses in, headed away by Balassi. Harado will run for that with tension, and Harado gets there first and plays it back to Aki, who's under pressure but does well. Gets the ball down the left-hand side to Kapu. Kapu against Kelly, steps inside him, then tries to beat him on the outside as well. MacArthur's there for Palace. He's got two to beat Kapu, needs to get the ball in. Watson, little pass down the corner to Harado, dealt with by Palace. Gale touches the ground and plays it back to Hampton. The victory of Barbo is waiting to make a Palace debut here as Dwight Gale is caught by Craig Cathcart. We're getting a yellow card a minute here.
Yeah, for a couple of on the yellow now for Watford. That's not good against a counter-attacking team.
He's got to be hurt for him. He's just run Gale. There's only one out from there. He's going to go into this advertising hoarding from Portsmouth. But he's got up, he's okay. Here he comes then. Harbo, another national from Cincinnati from Melbourne. He's got some India. He's on a seat from Roma. Watford actually brought him out of his loan spell from Cagliari, where he started this season. And so Harbo is on. It adds a little bit of a goal threat. Watson is off. Palace are leading 1-0. That got up a handball or an attempted handball from Balassi anyway. The ball fell out for a throw. They've got it in the left-back position. We are into the last 10 minutes. And we've got lots of players on yellow cards at the moment. So, Hunting's one of them. Foul by Aki. Palace over on the right wing. And it's a chance for them to A, run down the clock, and B, put a dangerous ball into the Watford area.
Yeah, it might be an handball there by Fenton, and
I think he's going into the corner. 8 minutes of the 90 remaining. Hunter's decided against that now. No, he hasn't. Gives it to Balassi. Balassi's going to try and knock it past the Barbo and beat him on the other side, and the Barbo just covers him, shadows him, and the ball goes behind for a goal kick.
Yeah, good opportunity to kill a few minutes, manage the game. Hughes hasn't got the back of him.
Another change coming to Crystal Palace. Fraser Campbell. He's getting ready to come on, try and hold the ball up a little bit, possibly, when it gets forward. Can you imagine that's
a Gale, perhaps? Or
yeah.
Or punching, perhaps, as well as that?
Yeah, absolutely. Here's Igbarbo, right. Let's see what he's got with the ball at his feet. Little trick to try and get past Kelly. A spindly forward. Oh. And I mean, he's a Colombian, has a little look of a spear. In his build and the way he runs. Zaha's doing some good defensive work at left back here, but the clearance is deflected into the path of Berghaus, who hits the shot, but blocked on the edge of the box. They might have punched him. Look at this. Gale's away on the left-hand side. Oh, and he's trying to get okay, according to the assistant referee. He looks offside to me. He's going up to the edge of the box. Can't beat Cathcart. On the turn, hits the shot, and just wide.
Yeah, that was touch and go. Well, my first thought was he was offside. And I think my first thought was it probably he stopped and then went again, didn't he?
He did. Well, our man in the field will have his eyes on that and have a look at a replay for us. Gale, in the meantime, has gone down injured. Well, not badly injured, but he's coming off anyway. So, Eddie's right. Campbell on, Gale off. And had that ball ended up in the back of the net for what would have been a certain winner, I wonder whether it would have been caught with a bit of controversy, because he may well have been offside, certainly from our position.
Yeah.
And you're pretty much in line with us. You just thought,
Yeah, it was tight. I mean, I thought it was offside, definitely. Yeah. My initial thought.
Anyway, didn't go in. Still 1-0. And we have 6 minutes remaining of the 90. And a plus added time. Gomez with the goal kick for Watford, straight down the middle of the park. Little flick on from Dini. Igalo really hasn't been able to get into the time at all as Watford's main goal scoring threat this season. Zaha tries to poke it past Anya. Anya's quick, and Zaha is as well. This would be a good race. Anya had a couple of yards on him, knocks it out for a throw to Palace.
But even that threat of somebody as quick as that, as a defender, he's got to play safe. You can't go back too quickly because they've got a quick one in the middle. So what tends to happen is the ball goes out of play, or the time play against you, and get you further up the pitch.
Nick Sun is eventually going to disappear behind a floodlight pylon just as the full-time whistle blows.
Exactly.
Just when we don't need it.
Zaha,
the left side.
No, foul throw.
Very foul throw from Suarez on the left-hand side. So, Palace will need to practice their throw.
That's what they're on me. I'm going to have to rest a million perhaps, who knows?
Eddie Boothroyd with us here on Five Live Sports Extra. We'll also be on Match of the Day 2 this evening on BBC One. Just tune in for that. Jason Roberts will also be analysing the play and all the weekend action. And on Sexton to Palace, plays the ball through the middle of the park to Balassi. Balassi's lost it to Aki. Aki, and towards Deeney. Deeney to Gerardo. There was a foul on Gerardo. Then there was another foul on Ibarbo by Kelly. So Balassi with the first one. Kelly with the second one. Watford want to get going. Take the free kick quickly. A trailing Palace by a goal to nil. Nice one too between Aki and Ibarbo. Aki back to the edge of the area. Deeney to rear to Jarlo. Jarlo couldn't control it in the box. Daniel with a little sideways header. And Berghaus is being forced backwards here by Palace. Floats the ball over the head of Campbell. This is awkward. Pascal, all he could do really was punt that forward. Kelly with a little header into the Palace midfield finds Rodley. Rodley lays it off to Suarez. Suarez right to Zaha. 3.5 minutes or 90 remaining. Palace leading through this defy penalty, extending the 71st minute of the game after Zaha was hit by Neon. And at the moment, Palace have got the ball and they're inside the Watford half and they're very, very happy with that. Zaha, oh, that pause, giving it away. Very obvious penalty. Penalty had to make up the mistakes, another
yellow card. Yeah, I think so. The game out was all for the surprise, and I think I'm surprised at me, the way it's just...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, we've made 7 yellows so far, though Neon is not on the pitch.
That's nice in the second half as well, isn't it?
Yeah. Sorry, not Neon, that's either, but yeah, I think all but one in the second half. Gomez. He's got a big hoop forward. Hennessy comes for it and takes it on the bounce. He can't perform, but he's a strong goalkeeper. And he's made a good clean catch. And he just steps behind him. See, there's no Watford players lurking to try and catch him out. Deeney stands in front of him on the edge of the area. Hennessy clears. Really another away win at the moment for Crystal Palace. That will be 9 in 12 games under Alan Pardew. Away from home is a very, very impressive outfit, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. They're set up to counter attack. Power and pace. They've got a really nice blend, actually. Really nice blend. Organised on set plays. Got a big conductor in there in punching. He's very, very bright, very clever. Got some game.
Balassi with a cross from the right wing. And you're still
on the edge of the box. Nothing you can really do about it. Not a very natural position, that one,
no.
For sure.
He's practically with his right foot. Maybe that's one for Match of the Day 2 later on. And his hand was up in the air because he was stretching. And the ball pinged up into his hand. Anthony Taylor saw it. He was in a good position.
A good position, yeah.
He was there, didn't he? He's got a punching left-hand side. Time running out for Watford here. Looks like it's going to be a first home defeat of the season. Punch on the left. Crystal Palace has been standing going six. Punch,
oh, well,
great
well.
Tricks his way down the byline. Then another little trick. And somehow full Fertile and Gomez just fell on the ball in the box.
Yeah, he was in the 6-yard box there.
Of course, he didn't forget that. Not in no space and he found. 90 seconds of the 90 minutes remaining. Ibarbo is tackled by MacArthur inside his own half. The ball ran to Aki. Aki took the two. Little 1-2. Ball is back with Aki. Aki's just going to go high and long to the edge of the box. Deeney will jump. Clears his head. Berghaus nods it down to Deeney. Back to Berghaus. Berghaus is going to have to work hard to keep this in by the byline. Down on the right-hand side. Tackled by Zaha. And the ball's gone out for a Palace throw.
Yeah, they'll just run the clock down now. Set the time on the throw. Set my hand for purple.
Cheers and the whistles to Suarez taking out well with a throw. We're into the 90th minute of the game. Alan Pardew and Cross. Stuart Cleese rolled up on his right hand side of the road. And TK stands for Suarez with his hands in his pocket saying, come on, Palace, get on with it. Suarez throws it long. And you have it in four. Aki with a challenge, strides in for Watford, up towards Jarlo. Steps it down, was just knocked out of his stride there. MacArthur plays it back to Kelly. Kelly slides the clearance. Watford get the throw on the halfway line.
5 minutes.
Long ball to Walker up the area. Angolan, tall man, leaps above Seymour.
Zaha
has it at his feet inside his own half.
And just kicks it on to Balassi on the left-hand side. Huntsman making his move in the middle. Zaha's up there as well.
Palace with Balassi.
Yeah, good effort. Came in on his right foot. Took at me the wrong way. Needed half a yard. Just whipped it up and over. That's on.
So into these 5 minutes of added time.
Romano Gomez is waving everyone forward. Dini, Ricciardo, Ricciardo, all out there from Watford, looking for this point-saving goal.
Yeah. Free kick to Watford. That Angolan's come right over the top of Dini. 6-1, half a dozen of the other coming forward, seeing him coming. Archie's back and letting him come over the top of him. Earned himself a free kick in his team.
Added time at Vicarage Road. Palace leading Watford by the goal to nil. Gerardo just sinks it forward into the area.
Angolan being the biggest of them.
Angolan headed it away. Dini lets it run over on the right-hand side. Takes the throw quickly. Back to Anya. Anya looks to get this into the box early. Cathcart jumps. Comes to Ibarbo. Ibarbo looks for the 1-2 with Treadle. Ibarbo with the shot. Didn't catch that at all. It's behind for a corner.
Yeah, defended well there. That's big stuff. Lovely bit of play from a little 1-2. We all thought he was going to shoot.
Look, I think it was Fraser Campbell all the way back there. Sliding in.
Nice touch from Pirtle actually in the 1-2.
Little fella kick outside of the foot. First time ball. Corner for Watford.
Putting pressure on late in the game, looking for the equaliser. Gerardo's corner into the area. Headed away by Suarez.
Falls to Zaha. Gomez is miles off his line here. Zaha's inside his own half. Can he find
Hudson? No. Oh, and Alan Pardew puts his face in his hands.
It would have been all over if he found that one.
It gives Watford a chance to come again. Burkhouse goes long towards Purdy. He's beaten over by Fan. Ashley with a really good lead to get above Zaha. Slides in on Zaha to win the second ball. It's out for a throw into Crystal Palace. And there are less than 3 minutes of added time remaining.
Watford nil.
Palace won, winning the Super League. Liverpool against Chelsea's ladies.
Hello.
Our coverage starts at 6:30 this evening on 5 Live Sports Extra. Lots of football on 5 Live over the next few days. West Brom Everton tomorrow night in the Barclays Premier League.
And it's Champions League commentary. Porto Chelsea Tuesday, Manu Wolfsburg Wednesday. Dini, edge of the area for Watford, curls it in. Header away. Gerardo with the shot. Great block by Joe Ledley.
Yeah, the supporters were asking why Troy Dini didn't shoot. He's got in a couple of good positions on the edge of the box and elected to play short.
Another cross into the Palace area.
Brilliant pass from the goes against Turgill. Watford fans thought for a second there, the went down, they were going to get a penalty.
What did I thought that was it's been gone, that one. He's gone up with him and he's landed on the floor.
Good block by Joe Ledley. Well struck by Gerardo. Purdle is staying for
him. He's tapping his imaginary work for both Anthony Taylor.
They're taking their time over there.
Still got about 90 seconds or so to play.
Crystal Palace at the moment looking to move to sixth in the Premier League table.
Manchester United, Manchester City,
West Ham, Arsenal, Tottenham.
Wayne Hennessy's book, the eighth player booked today for wasting time.
But Philly takes his time.
Hennessy with the clearance, Ashley with the header, Ibarbo's touch,
finds Gerardo. Looks for the run of Igalo. Hennessy will get there first.
Oh, Hennessy's lost it. McArthur's there though to mop up for Crystal Palace. We've got what's going on in the game here. About 40 seconds left to play. Palace leading by the goal to nil. Clinging on at the moment. Late pressure here. Burkhouse with the cross into the area. High to the back post. Prodo with the header down. It was behind the byline. And Prodo's in the Watford band behind the goal. I think that could be just about that.
Yeah, it'll be a long goal kick here, I think, taking his time.
Anthony Taylor wants Wayne Hennessy to hurry it along. In the last minute of adding time, Crystal Palace leading by the goal to nil. And I've got my eyes on the referee, we're still playing. Campbell tries to bring it down. Ashley back to his goalkeeper, Aurelio Gomez. Palace fans desperate for the full-time whistle.
Aurelio Gomez with his right foot. clears it down the middle of the pit. Deeney flicks on. Hangerland steps in and volleys it away with his right foot.
Out for a throw into Watford.
Anthony Taylor has a look at his watch.
Anya needs to get on with it. Takes the throw quickly.
Rockford, a ninth win in 12 brilliant away games for Crystal Palace under Alan Pardew. They are up to sixth place in the Premier League, and they won it with a Johan Sakura penalty with about 20 minutes to play. What's the
No solo mensajes de voz, porque no podemos ni responder ni a WhatsApp ni a llamadas, nada más. Solo mensajes de voz. Bueno.
Si alguien quiere llamar a su prima en América, no puede mandar una nota de voz.
Que lo haga, pero a su prima,
a su número, ¿no? ¿Sabe?
¿Quién hace posible el gran sonido? Tablero deportivo equipazo a la altura de una noche de Champions en Radio Nacional en el 101 de la Casa de la Radio. Eddie Torres. En producción, y en control central, Juan Martín y Sergio Hurtado, realiza como siempre, Elena Sanz. Pensábamos que se iba a empadronar y se iba a quedar a vivir en China, pero no. Parece ser que ha aparecido por el Camp Nou el gran Julio Salinas. Hola, Julio, ¿qué tal? Muy buenas. Estábamos de menos, hombre.
No sé si me queréis bien o me queréis mal, sí, sí. Y dejando en China vivir, ¿eh? Pues para una semanita está bien, para un mes, para un año, no es una buena plaza, ¿sabes? Por la vida, oye, no me estáis tan malo.
Bueno. ¿Y no conseguiste ganar el trofeo? Eso parece que Amavisca fue el que vino más contento, ¿no?
Yo te voy a decir una cosa, no es por rajar, ¿eh? Me voy a rajar. A nosotros nos robaron el partido. Me robaron el partido contra los italianos.
A mí me pareció eso, no quería yo mal meter, pero creo que
minuto, en el minuto 5 una mano que en la raya del área grita porque grita el gol y no pita ni penalti ni expulsión, con lo cual y luego perdimos a penalti.
El frente estaba el Inter, ¿no?
El Inter, y luego al Inter es verdad que también le atracaron contra el Madrid. Al Inter luego también, la lucha contra Madrid fue bastante un asalto. El Inter tiene un equipaje, el Madrid también que tiene un equipo, y la verdad que lo sabe.
Salina rajando. Ahora que preguntamos por el primer partido del Barça,
la verdad es que un juez un cuarto duro, ¿no? Pero es que,
pero vamos, tú tranquilo que los médicos son como son. Pero no se mueve. Ah, ya estamos en 5. En un par de días ya habrá bajado a 3.
Pero lo que está claro que es una pieza importantísima, pero estamos hablando del Barça. Es el Barça, es una partida entera. Es que al final, si no es capaz de estar 2 meses, sobre todo encima 2 meses los primeros, una sustancia de los competitivos, las fases humanas, vale. Pero si no es capaz de estar 2 meses sin Messi, pues vamos a ver, se está dando de las primeras espadas, está dando de un equipazo como el Barça. Así que yo creo que notas, se va a notar siempre, pero pues el Barça debería de ganar y debería de sufrir la fecha de Messi con notable.
Hola, Ona, ¿qué tal? Muy buenas.
¿Cómo estamos? Para mí no es muy buen chico, pero muy mentiroso.
O sea, que no ha estado, se confirma que no ha estado en China, ¿no?
Y bueno, lo de Messi, estoy un poco de acuerdo con Julio también. A ver, suplidamente es imposible.
Hombre, el número uno del mundo se tiene que tratar de resolver en cualquier equipo, ¿no?
Pero es el Barça. Y lo que no me gustaría, que creo que no va a pasar, es que cambie de mano. Para Sandro, en este caso, Sandro podría haber entrado cualquier otro, incluso adelantar el Mier, se meter en el medio campo, pero el Barça sigue siendo el Barça y además ahora tiene que demostrar que Leo es el mejor del mundo, pero el Barça va a seguir y va a persistir y tiene que ganar después de hacer la primera jornada sin su crack.
Lo que está claro es que Sandro no va a ser el que tenga que hacer todo lo que hacía Messi, tendrá que hacer todo un poco más de lo que hacen habitualmente. Y claro, todos los cracks, ¿no? Neymar, Luis Suárez, pero bueno, todos.
Claro, tienen que aparecer un poquito más porque Messi quita mucho protagonismo por las condiciones que tienen, pero son jugadores es muy capaz de decir. He oído barbaridades de gente que el Barça sin Messi es un equipo vulgar. Me imagino que quería decir vulgar,
¿no? Sí, no sé. No, porque también oí alguna cosa rara.
Si no era, es como
yo
para...
Oí uno cerca de Toral el otro día que dijo que era como Leibar, pero yo supongo que era por lo de la camiseta.
Eso lo dijo Roberto Gómez.
Bueno, todo, creo recordar. Así todo a mí, todo lo que acabe en bar, me gusta. ¡Sabina!
Venga, vamos a hacer una cosa. Una fotito también en Gerland, porque allí además creo que se va a disputar uno de los últimos partidos en aquel estadio. ¿Cuál es la foto ahora mismo, Germán? ¿Va a empezar el partido? ¡Va a empezar ahora mismo! Ahí está mirando el cronómetro colegiado inglés, Martin Atkinson, el Barça, que va a jugar a la izquierda de la cabina de transmisión de Tablero Deportivo de Radio Nacional de España, aquí en el Camp Nou. Por cierto, Capel, no se llena ni de broma hoy el Camp Nou, ¿eh?
No, ni muchísimo menos. De momento, yo diría que media entrada, no mucho más. Lo que pasa es que ya sabes que en partidos de Champions la gente siempre tarda un poquito más en venir.
Acaba de comenzar el encuentro en el Camp Nou. El Bayer Leverkusen viste totalmente de blanco.
Todo preparado para comenzar también en Gerland.
Chupando Salva. Saludándose ambos capitanes, Martín y Don Alonso. En el Olympique. Hoy el conjunto de Nuno va a vestir de naranja el color del fruto de la tierra, para ver si sumamos en este escenario que, como comentáis, el Valencia visita por segunda vez. La última ocasión fue en octubre de 2000, vencieron los valencianistas también en la fase de grupos por 1-2 con goles de Sánchez y Baraja. Esa misma temporada, Manu Martínez, el Valencia disputó la finalísima de la Champions en Milán.
Como
el Bayern,
está como apático Martínez con el Valencia, ¿no? Y no sabe generar con la vida. Si sube o si baja, parece.
¡No subes, Martínez! ¡No subes!
Ah, no sabe si confiar o no confiar.
Confío.
En la Champions hay que confiar. Venga, comenzó el partido en el Camp Nou, Germán.
¡Ojo, primer ataque del Bayern! ¡Qué parada de Ter Stegen! ¡Qué parada de Ter Stegen! La primera jugada la ha tenido Calhanoglu, el jugador turco, a centro de Benalami.
Arbitraje de lo que era hace unos años Mateo Lao.
Eso es. Es un hombre experimentado, sería el buen árbitro, Martin Atkinson, está bien considerado.
El tercer partido que le dirige al Barça, le dirigió uno aquí ante el Milán con empate a dos, le dirigió otro también en la temporada pasada al 3-1 ante el Paris Saint-Germain.
Mourinho dividida, finalmente sube a la lucha, Álvaro Negredo la bajó, Milan Bizeba la reventó, Samuel Umtiti buscando la punta de la clase. De nuevo para quien, para Calulu, Mati Balbuena, aparece en ese Marsella, combinando con Galet, otro está llorando.
Thank you. Thank you. 后退。